So, of course, today I'm graced with a true legend, international music sensation, award-winning composer, and our Dr. Jonathan Butler. And, of course, he's here in Bloemfontein for a very special reason. And I want to ask you, you know, you've had an incredible month, you know, honorary doctorate, and now you're here in Bloemfontein doing a masterclass in Heiderdal.
Yeah.
What brought you to this specific school and community?
Well, I had a masterclass in Cape Town. My hairdresser, Roberto, I met him at a hairdressing salon in my community, in the village where I live. And he cut my hair. We connected there. He surprised me and he showed up at the masterclass I was doing, sitting right in front. And so I blame my hairdresser, who is from Bloemfontein, Roberto Griffs. And so he is really the instrumental guy, because Colin Darius is the founder of Arts Capital, which we had a launch for Arts Capital. And of course, I'm the ambassador for Arts Capital. I think he was so moved by what he saw and what he heard and what he felt that he called Colin. And the two of them was in conversation about me coming to Bloemfontein. So as the conversation developed, you know, I mean, the guy cuts my hair. I can't say no. And he does a better job than anybody I've ever had my hair cut. And but in real talk, I think Roberto's passion for Bloemfontein and for his community is really the source that drove this thing, because he really loves his community. He loves the arts. We all are in the arts together. I said, yes, I'll come and do the masterclass. And yeah.
And here you are. Now, you've said that music is a divine food for the soul.
Yeah.
You know, your teacher, your partner. What does it feel like now, after all of these years, to be pouring that love and wisdom into the next generation?
I can say, you know, I have run my race. Not that my race is over, but I've run my race this long, and I'm handing over the baton to the next generation. And that's, you know, that's what you do rightfully and inspirationally. You give back because you were given. I didn't get here on my own. I didn't make it this far on my own. Some people gave me opportunities. So why not, you know, move it forward? Move it. Stevie Wonder played on my record for free. Don't you think I should give something for free to somebody? If Stevie Wonder can play harmonica on his own song on my record, Superwoman, which left such a mark on my life, because he didn't ask me how much is the session fee. He just did it because he loved falling in love with Jesus. He loved me as a person, and he called me friend, you know. So we got to move it forward, move the blessing forward. Don't hold on to it. Don't be so selfish, you know, be selfless. So I think for me, it means a lot to come back to Heiderdal and look people in the eye. And everybody looks like me. I look like them. And what is my story is also their story, you know. So I think that's why I think today is a very special first step in Heiderdal, in Bloemfontein, for many, many more of this type of thing, where we got to keep this little fires, the pockets of fires going, you know. And I think, thank God to Arts Capital, because, you know, they care about the musicians. They care about the guys that are out there. They won't have a pension. Now they will have a pension because of Arts Capital. They won't have income. Now they'll have income. But, you know, we also got to make the young people understand, the next generation understand, they have to work for it. You know, I can't just give you a cell phone. You know, you got to prove me. You got to prove to me that you're able to partner with me. You know, we are like, the Bible says we are partners with God, you know. We are custodians of this land, of this earth, that we must take care of. So God did his part. Now we must do our part. And we must do it for one another, because we all need some help. I mean,
that is true. Absolutely beautiful. Now, I want to quickly go back to that dream in your 20s when you saw yourself being robed, and now it's happened.
Yeah.
What went through your mind as you walked across the stage at the Stellenbosch University?
You know, I will tell you a real encounter that I had. I used to dream a lot as a kid. I had a, I don't know whether you call it, a gift of dreams. But I had dreamt one day many years ago, and the dream was very vivid. And it was like I was standing there in the midst of pastors who robed me. They put a robe on me in my dream, and each button represented something. And I woke up from that dream. I was baffled by the dream because it was, you know, people like bishops that I knew and respected. And when I stood on the stage in Stellenbosch and I was being robed, that very moment that happened, the dream, I said it was a dream fulfilled. That's all I could say. It was a dream fulfilled in so many ways. I guess, you know, God gave me a specific moment in that dream to only for it to be realized now. That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely beautiful. Before I let you go, Doctor, is there any message for young artists here in Bloemfontein, specifically in Central South Africa, the kids here at the masterclass, all the dreamers that's listening now, is there any advice?
Drugs will kill that dream. Drugs are going to kill the dream. The demons will kill the dream. These are agents just looking for victims. And I almost lost my dream because of drugs myself. I was deeply in it. I knew every drug lord in Cape Town, from Manenberg to Hanover Park to Grassy Park to Athlone. I played for the drug dealers to get high. Drugs will kill your dream. You know, it's just real. The advice, I think I just told you. There's nothing that will kill your dream faster than somebody giving you a pipe or a needle or something that's going to alter your mind and your life forever. I just worked with a young guy who is 7 years sober. This guy had taken bullets. He had been on heroin. He's been on cocaine. If you see this guy right now, his countenance is glorious. And he's playing on my new record. I'm working on a new project. And I'm using all of Cape Town's guitar players are going to be on my record.
When is that dropping?
It will drop next year. It's going to drop next year. But this guy is a testimony. And his story is so powerful. How he came through all of that. And I share that with him because, you know, had it not been for the day of my salvation, I would have died. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
Welcome.